Our next presenter is Jennifer Tripp from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. She will be discussing a cryptosporidiosis associated with consumption of raw goat milk in Idaho in 2014. Welcome.
Good morning.
Sorry,
I'm done. On August 25th, 2014, Idaho's Health District 3 received a report from a laboratory hospital laboratory of crypto in a one-year-old child. The parent was interviewed the following day. We learned that the child had onset of diarrhea on August 18th and was hospitalized with dehydration and metabolic acidosis on August 21st and 22nd. All other stool studies, bacterial culture for enteric pathogens, enzyme immunoassay for Campi, Giardia, Clostridium difficile, and rotavirus were all negative. Symptoms were completely resolved on August 25th. The child was not a child care attendee. Household contacts included the mother and father, both without symptoms, and a two-year-old sibling who had clinically compatible illness with onset one day after the index case. The two-year-old was still symptomatic, although illness was milder and did not require medical intervention. Both children consumed raw or unpasteurized goat milk produced at Dairy A. Raw goat's milk produced prior to the onset of the index case was no longer available from the household, but one unopened gallon of milk produced August 18th was provided for testing. Excuse me, that was opened. On August 27th, District 3 notified our environmental health specialist and the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's Division of Public Health, IDHW, who alerted the State Department of Agriculture. ISDA provides oversight of the dairy industry in Idaho. Crypto is a diarrheal disease caused by the parasite Cryptosporidium. This parasite lives in the intestines of infected humans and animals and is shed in the stool. Symptoms may include watery diarrhea, abdominal cramps, dehydration, and fever. They usually last 1 to 2 weeks in persons with a healthy immune system. Transmission is fecal-oral, which includes person-to-person, animal-to-person, waterborne, and foodborne. The incubation period ranges from 1 to 12 days and averages 7 days. Dairy A is a small family-run dairy licensed in 2010 by the ISDA. Raw cow and goat milk is sold at the dairy, in retail outlets, and at farmers markets within the state of Idaho. Interstate sales is prohibited. The dairy meets grade A standards and is subject to product and animal testing, as well as facility and equipment sanitation inspections. Over the next few days, retail outlets in Dairy A were inspected, and additional raw goat milk samples from Dairy A were collected. On August 29th, the Friday of the Labor Day weekend, ISDA submitted raw goat milk samples to a commercial laboratory that could provide a one-day turnaround time. Saturday evening, August 30th, ISDA received the news that all 9 goat milk samples tested positive for crypto by RT-PCR, and the ISDA issued a hold order on all milk produced at the dairy. On Sunday, August 31st, a press release about the outbreak was issued. The following week, District 3 and a neighboring local district created health alerts for medical providers, notices were posted at retail outlets, and additional cases were reported. Crypto testing of all 4 milk samples from containers and all 5 milk samples collected along Dairy A's production line were positive by RT-PCR at the commercial laboratory on August 30th, negative by DFA test at the Idaho Bureau of Labs on September 2nd, and negative by RT-PCR at the CDC laboratory on September 4th. The positive test results for cryptoparvum in the raw milk samples obtained at the commercial laboratory were not confirmed by the Idaho Bureau of Labs or the CDC laboratory. Subsequent collaboration between all 3 labs determined the results to be false positives due to amplification of host or goat DNA during PCR. The negative results were confirmed by the CDC. Crypto testing of Dairy A's well water was negative by DFA at the Idaho Bureau of Labs on September 10th. Stool specimens in 6 additionally reported cases tested positive for crypto by DFA test at the Idaho Bureau of Laboratories and by RT-PCR at the CDC laboratory, where subsequent DNA sequencing revealed the same species and subtype among all 6. We identified a total of 11 cases of crypto associated with this outbreak. Primary cases of crypto were defined as symptoms of gastroenteritis in persons who regularly consumed raw goat milk produced before August 18th. Secondary cases were defined as symptoms of gastroenteritis experienced 3 to 8 days after the first household member became ill in household members who had not consumed raw goat milk. The yellow bars in this epidemic curve indicate the 6 primary cases, and the white bars indicate the 5 secondary. No other common exposures were identified during interviews, and no cases of raw milk consumption were identified based on retrospective investigation of other cryptosporidium reports within the past several months. This is just a breakdown of our cases, shows symptoms, and just to note that the primary cases, 5 of the 6 were under age 5, and the 6th was an older person who was immune compromised.
We're going to have to stop here. Sorry. Thank you.